Om Shanti. The magic of blessings. Today's Sunday, 11th of March, 2018. Today's blessing from the Avyakta Murli. May you be a knowledgeable Trikaldarshi soul who performs every task while knowing its past and future. The children who act while being Trikaldarshi, that is, while keeping the knowledge of the three aspects of time in their intellects and consider the past and present of that action, achieve success in every action. Let it not be that you were so busy that you started doing whatever task was in front of you. No. Before doing anything, let there be the habit of considering the three aspects of that action. Act while being stable in the Trikaldarshi stage, and no action will be wasteful or ordinary. So today's blessing is, may you be a knowledgeable Trikaldarshi soul who performs every task while knowing its past and future. So Baba is telling us to become Trikaldarshi, to become knowledgeable, and before we do any action, let there be this habit of considering the three actions, aspects of that action. So, this is a very important teaching that Baba has given us about actions. Act after considering everything. Act as if you know the result. This word Trikaldarshi, it has come from Bhakti Mark. God is said to be Trikaldarshi. God is said to be the one who is knowing Trikal, three aspects. What is the past, what is the present, and what is the future. So, what sort of actions we should do in this Brahmin life? That's a great question. What we should do that we don't have to repent. Because we have seen that in this Brahmin life also, so many times in this life after becoming Babas, we have done certain actions for which we repented. We have done certain actions for which we are still sorrowful. We have done certain actions for which we have yet not come out of that grief, that sorrow, that misery. That repentance is still going on somewhere. So, there are five different types of actions which each Brahmin must do. And these actions would be called elevated actions. What are they? First is all the actions which are done in soul conscious stage are elevated actions. It is not possible that you are soul conscious and you will do something very sinful. It is not possible that you are soul conscious and you have tried to hurt somebody, you have tried to insult somebody, belittle somebody, you have tried to cast aspersions on somebody, you have tried to criticize somebody. Such things will not happen. The moment you become soul conscious, all your actions start becoming elevated. All your actions on their own accord become lofty. So, the first thing that we have to practice whilst interacting with others is soul consciousness. The moment this soul conscious goes down, all the evil starts. In today's Murli, in today's Sunday's Murli, Baba has focused upon Drishti. The moment you have body conscious vision, all the evil start flowing. Everything happens quite in spite of you. Royal form of sin, that is the word Baba has used. Either there is going up or going down. Utarao, chadao. all those things happen in the internal stage of the mind. The moment you have body conscious vision, the moment you have body conscious vision, some or other subtle sin start happening. The moment you have body conscious vision, you start getting attracted towards body. The body pulls you, the body attracts you. The moment you have body conscious vision, some changes start happening in the physiology of the body. All those things happen. So, the first thing is soul conscious vision. Soul consciousness is the foremost thing which we have to practice for elevated action. Second thing is remembrance of Baba. All those actions which we do in Yad or remembrance, they would be automatically elevated. All those actions where we have forgotten Baba, even though we know that this is Baba's service, but whilst doing Baba's service we have forgotten Him. That time some mistakes, some blunder will happen, and for which you will have to repent. And Baba has said, this Brahmin life is not for repentance. In spite of becoming fathers, in spite of becoming Babas, if we keep on doing such actions for which we have to repent, then when are we going to do elevated actions? This is a life of happiness, of bliss, of pleasure, of super sensuous pleasure. But if we, because of our own mistakes, of our own going drifting away from Baba, if we do all those actions, we will have to repent. So the first is soul conscious, all the actions done in soul consciousness. Second is God consciousness. Third is Srimat. All the actions which you do as per Srimat. You cannot say that I was not knowing it. That is your mistake. Ignorance of law excuses none. You cannot say that I didn't know the rules of this country. You should have known it then. You cannot say that I have taken late admission. If you have taken late admission in the school, you should go back and revise everything whatever syllabus has already been covered. So you cannot say that this point is out of syllabus. Probably you have to go back. Go back. It is already mentioned by Baba in some of the Murlis of 69 or 70s or 80s. Whose fault it is, whose mistake it is that you have not studied it. It is, the teacher is not responsible that you have taken late admission in the school. You should have studied it. So that's why you cannot say that I didn't know the Srimad. Baba has given Srimad for each and everything. What you have to speak, what you have to think, what is the Smriti, what is the Drishti, what is the Kriti, what is the Bhavana, what is the Bhasana, what is your dreams, what should be your dreams, what should be your words, what should be your relationship. Today Baba has talked very, very strictly about vision. In today's Murli, a very powerful Murli on purity. Today's Sakar Avyakta Murli. Very, very strong Murli on purity. This so-called relationship of yours, where you say that we are related to each other by service or we are Sahyogi. But there could be some stresses of sins there, sin there. If there is a body conscious vision, you cannot say these are just talks. We are just talking. You cannot say that. So, everything there is a Srimad given. How you see, how you talk, how you behave. For everything Srimad has been given. If you do not know, then that is your problem. We need to find out, is there a way out for this issue also? Has Baba mentioned about this somewhere? If you are unable to find, ask somebody. Is there a Srimad for this also? So, third is, all actions done according to Srimad are elevated action. Fourth, all action which you do with the feeling of being an instrument, they are all elevated actions. The moment you become egoistic and you feel that I am doing this, something goes amiss. Something, you are lost in some zigzagging. And as Ashish Bhai and Aarti Bhai Ben was telling, that swing of why me, which, where, when, how, all that, you are lost in that spiral. So, have the feeling of being an instrument. This feeling should be so deeply inveterated, so deeply you have to ingrain within our mind that I am an instrument. Today I am the instrument, tomorrow someone else would be instrument. So I don't have to just hold it so firmly. This is my seat. Today you are there, before you somebody else was there, before that somebody else was there, and after me somebody else will come. So I need not to hold on this thing. Remember that I am an instrument soul. Rather it is my fortune that I have been given this job, this task, this duty, this seva, this service by Almighty to create my fortune. So that is the most important thing. This is the time to create fortune. In today's Avyakta Murli, Baba has used very beautiful three words. Karma Kahani, Karma Rekha and Karma Khata. Baba has come, the Murli starts with these words. Baba has come and seen three things. Karma Khata, your karmic accounts. How many plus and how many minus? How much you are adding to it and how much it is getting subtracted from it? You are doing 24 hours, 20 hours, you are doing great works. 1 hour, some mistake. But that is not a mistake, that is a blunder. You think that in one of the Avyakta Murlis, Baba has said, whatever you think is yours stored in Babdada's account, that much is not stored. You know, after giving any exam, if you ask a student, how was the paper? He says, it was so beautiful, I would definitely score 100%. But when the result comes, he is unhappy because he has just got 86. While the person who was beside him, has scored 90. So he is unhappy. Because whenever we give paper, we feel that we have done best. But whatever you think is stored in Babdada's account is not. Because you are only thinking about plus. You don't know about what are the minus things that is happening with you. You have done 10 good things, but out of those 10, one is bad. But that bad is so bad that it is putting all that 9 into nothingness. So, remember that. So, what I was telling? In today's Murli, Baba is looking at your karmic accounts, karma khata. How much you have accumulated, how much you have earned, and how much is getting deducted every day, every moment. Your focus is only on what is getting, your focus is on deposits, not on withdrawal. You are withdrawing also. That you are not thinking. You are thinking that in my bank I have lakhs of money. But you are not worried about every day also, you are withdrawing also. You are not focused on that. So, Baba is looking at karma khata. Second, karma kahani. How beautiful is your karma kahani? Story of your karmas. Sometimes elevated actions. Sometimes very, very petty. Sometimes mediocre actions. What sort of, sometimes you are surprised, sometimes you are shocked, sometimes you are happy, sometimes you are flying in ecstatic happiness, but sometimes you are sunk into despondency, sorrow, miserable. Sometimes hundreds of questions and caught in that spiral. Sometimes inferiority complex, sometimes superiority complex. All these things are happening. So Baba is looking at your story. Story of your Brahmin life. How you are faring. How you are, are you happy in that story? Which part you are playing? Hero? Supporting sometimes? Or sometimes absolutely worst part? People are starting opposing. This is the worst actor. So, karma kahani. And third is karma rekha. How much undivided is this rekha? Akhanda. Or it is broken like this. Sometimes you are good and then there is a big gap. Sometimes there is a long, for 2 months you are good and then there is a gap. This is a chart of happiness. Happy, happy and then again unhappy. Then long happiness, then long unhappiness. Baba is seeing at this line. So these three things are very important. This is a good topic for Chintan for today's Murli. Karma Kahani, Karma Rekha and Karma Khata. These three things Baba is saying. This is Babdada's observation. And then he is talking about golden chance which he has given you. And then the Murli starts, ki why this is not happening. And then he is giving two reasons. Cleanliness and carefulness. In that cleanliness, Baba has talked about 7-9 important points that we see in the evening. So that's a separate thing. So come back to where were we? Instrument. Think of oneself as an instrument. I have been made instrument for this service. I am thankful to him. A sense of deep gratitude within my heart for everything that he has done to me. Have you ever, you know, there was a Sufi saint, Rabia. Once there was a man who had severe headache, and that person came to him and he tied a his handkerchief or something here, some cloth, tightly, because he had severe headache. And he was saying, oh, this much headache, this much headache. And he was very unhappy because headache was very severe. So that Rabia said, are you getting this headache for the first time? He said, yes, of course, for the first time. I never had the worst headache of my life. So that's what he had. This is the worst headache of my life. And that's why I'm so unhappy. This headache is just disturbing. I don't know from where it has come. And he's making faces and all those things. So she said, when you got headache, that time you tied this strip. When you did not get headache, were you ever thankful to Father, God, that you did not have headache? Why you remember him only at the times of headache? Why you did not remember him ever before? Why is it like that? This is a simple question she had raised. So, think that he has given everything to me and I am thankful to him for everything. Right from the morning, thank him for everything. Thank him for the beautiful morning. Thank him for the chirping of the birds. Thank him for the Madhuman. Thank him for this Brahmin family. Such beautiful family. Rather than picking up faults, rather than giving way to fault finding, thank him. You know, this word gratitude is filled with positive energy. It's a deep sense of thankfulness for everything from morn till dusk. Whatever that is happening around you, everything has come to teach you something. It is a perfectly designed, what Arthiven, you said? It's a perfectly designed trigger. It's a perfectly, drama is so perfectly made. There's a hidden benefit somewhere, but I cannot see it. So let me go up. Probably I'm here. That's why I cannot see. The main cause of unhappiness is not ignorance, but less knowledge. Go to higher knowledge. The difficulty, the task is not asatya, but ardha asatya. This half untruths, they are dangerous. Go to the higher truths. Go to higher understandings. What I have understood till now is nothing. Now I begin. Till now, whatever Murlis I have heard, I have not understood anything. Baba, now I begin from today. As a small child, with that childlike attitude, let me understand, let me talk, hold my hand, and this is, and you sustain me. Baba said, this is palna yaad pyar. You take me now. Lead kindly light, lead kindly light. You know, there is a beautiful poem, Mahatma Gandhi's favorite poetry. Lead kindly light, oh light, lead me. I don't know, one step is enough for me. But you lead me, because I don't know how to walk. I might flounder, I might fall down. I have the habit of faltering all the time. Now you hold my hand and you take me across. So this is the fourth thing. Fifth is all the actions which are done in the spirit of selflessness. The more selfless you are, all those actions would be elevated. Whenever there is a selfish desire hidden, that my name should be there, I should come into limelight, rather than revealing Father, when the soul is trying to reveal itself or himself, that time the difficulty arises. Okay, you will be revealing Father, that is one thing, that he will be revealed through you, but then there should be the desire that he should be revealed, not me. When there is this growing desire that I should be known, then the problem starts. Okay, so selflessness. And in this today's Murli, Baba has said, now we add that sixth thing, Trikaldarshi. Trikaldarshi is what? Means you are not impulsive. You are not jumping into anything. You are thinking pros and cons. You are thinking deeply about the thing. We are just about to commit some this thing, some blunder. That time become Trikaldarshi. And think for a while. Stop. Wait. Pause. Cogitate. Meditate. Contemplate. Reflect on all aspects. Because whenever you have to take a major decision in life, suppose you are standing here, and now there are two ways. You have to decide which way I should go, this or this. Think and stop. Don't jump very fast. Think what I have to do. Think a course of action. Think of all the possibilities. Now, for example, I take one relationship. Relationship between a Brahma Kumar and Brahma Kumari. Okay? This is a Brahma Kumar. This is a medical way of writing that. Males and females. Okay, Tari. Where is that? We write it like that, you know. This is male and this is female. So, there are two souls. Okay. They might be related to each other by anything. Any relation. But, male and female. So, you know, they are walking together and they have nice interaction. Their natures are very good. They are very sweet. They work, they are very hard working. They have lot of love for Baba and they serve day and night. Everything is good. But because of that, some internal attachment has also occurred during the course of time. Okay. And suppose there is a disturbance here, then naturally the person will come to him. Or there is a disturbance here, then naturally the person goes here. So such a thing is happening. And because of that, a subtle attachment has been created. Okay? Now, this subtle attachment can turn into sensual attachment. First mentally, then emotionally, and then gradually, further steps. Here, one has to decide which way I should go. Baba has said in today's Murli, whilst discussing about vision, drishti, think of each one as Tyagi and Tapasvi. Think of each one as Baba's child, as Baba's teacher, as Baba's Sevadhari, as Baba's Sahyogi. Otherwise, this is Aak Ka Dhoka, this is the deception. Eyes will hoodwink you to come into physical relationship. A very strong teaching in today's Murli. Okay? So, remember, go into this Trikaldarshi mode. You know, we have different modes on mobile. So go to the Trikaldarshi mode, on that mode. Okay? And then see two things. This path and this path. Where this is going and where this is going. If I continue as I am, continuing or happening, what will happen? Just as ball, if you put it down on the steps, it will go down only. There is no chance that ball will come up. It has to go down if you put it like that. Because that is a path that goes down. So here also, just think, go into the Trikaldarshi mode, have some button somewhere, press it. Now imagine that I have in the Trikaldarshi mode, I am seeing two visions. This path is going towards destruction. This path is going towards destruction. In Bhagavad Gita, there is a beautiful shloka in the chapter 2 where God is saying, first thing happens is, there's a beautiful, you can draw a diagram out of it, and that mention is, today Baba has mentioned that, not that shloka, but that point has come in today's Murli. First, if these are objects, vishaya, and indriya, senses, first they come in contact. After that, attachment develops. After attachment, what happens? Lust develops. When lust is not fulfilled, krodh, anger, And if anybody comes in the anger, in between, then there is a moho. Moho, buddhinash. Buddhi Brahm, illusion of intellect. And then last, destruction of intellect. Buddhi Vinash. So everything starts from here. This and this, they come together and there is an attachment. Moho. Then Kamat, Buddhi Jayate. Then lust and then anger. Then moho, then buddhi brahm, and when buddhi brahm occurs, person can't take any decision. Anybody who is under the influence of moho, attachment, deeper attachment, their actions, their intellect, then nothing works. Nothing works. Because they are under the influence of moho. There is an anger. Anger, the cause of anger is lust. Lust doesn't mean only one thing, but lust means all the kamanas. All the desires, all the hidden desires, because they are not fulfilled. So anybody comes in between, anger. Anybody comes in, then moh, then buddhi brahm, and then buddhi nash. So this is what happens. So go into the Trikaldarshi mode, okay, and decide this path or this path. Which should I take? There is a lot of rush on this path, you know. There's a bheed, Baba says, on this path of less purusharth. But there is no crowd on this path. So which I have to choose and see what will be the result. If I continue, this will happen. If I go on this path, you will see only brightness, dark, light. The path of Srimat. Which way I have to go, I have to decide. The poet says, two ways diverged in the wood and I took the one less travelled and that has made all the difference. Two ways diverged in the woods and I took the one less travelled and that has made all the difference. Let me not go to that path where the whole world is rushing, which is not the path of Srimat. Let me go towards the path which is an international express, Ram, international highway. I don't have to get lost in those lanes and alleys, in those, you know, zigzagging. I have to come back to the main highway. So be Trikaldarshi and then do all the actions. So these are some of the points for elevated action. First, all actions should be in soul consciousness. They will be elevated. Shrestha. Baba said, today you are Shrestha Atma, you are Pujya Atma, you are Vishesh Atma, you are Shuddha Atma, you are Pavitra Atma. These are the five somans from today's Murli about Smriti. Your Smriti should consist of these three things, five things. So, soul consciousness. Second, God consciousness. Third, oh, this is different. That's gone. So third, Srimat. Fourth, instrument. Fifth, selflessness. Try to be as selfless as possible. Do something out of selflessness for something, somebody. It's not that everything, what will happen. People come and they ask their Gurujis, what will happen if I take sannyas? They say, don't take, go. Nothing is going to, if you want something to happen, nothing is going to happen. What will I gain if I come to your ashram? Nothing. Better you don't come. And the person says that, I have already met, I have gone to 10 institutions. Now I have come to your institution. So I want to know, what happened then in those institutions? I got frustrated. In all the institutions. 10 institutions I visited, spiritual institution. Now I have come to your sanstha. Tell me what I will gain here. Better not to come. Otherwise, in those 10, this will be added as the 11th. And then you will go to somebody. You know, right now one person is admitted in hospital. He was earlier sannyasin. Okay? And then from sannyasin, he became BK. Then he became BK and he was in the there in the yagya. He served here in Madhuban for a long time. Many different places. And then later on he went to some center and then he went to Himalayas and then again he became sadhu. Now he's back again here. As a sadhu with that, I couldn't recognize him. He said, hey Sachin bhai, hello, how are you? I said, who are you? I couldn't recognize you. He with this big beard and those saffron cloths. He's totally changed with this whole jata and all that. I couldn't recognize him. So he said, I am that. We used to meet. I said, oh, I couldn't recognize. I gave his examples in some of the classes. I had given that this man who was a sannyasi and after that he became BK. But now I am shocked. now he reverted back to sannyasi life. But the, now that he is staying in some gufa here, but he says, I want to read Murli, but I have this ordinary mobile. I am searching for a big good mobile so that I can read Murli here. So he is high-tech sadhu. You know, many must be knowing him. He is roaming around. So, Srimat, instrument, then selflessness, and last, Trikaldarshi. Go into the Trikaldarshi mode and analyze the situation, think of the situation, and then do Om Shanti.